Good morning. I'm Tracy, and I'm speaking with Orioles catcher Matt Wieters about a few things that are really close to your heart, Matt, helping up Mission and, of course, the Baltimore Orioles. We are so happy that we've got you back.
Yeah, we're excited, too. Both me and my wife and my son are all excited to be coming back to Baltimore, and how great of a city it is made the decision even easier for us.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you and to us for getting you back another year. Matt, what do you love about Baltimore?
First and foremost, it's a great baseball clubhouse. We've got a lot of guys who have come up through the system together and work hard together. So it's nice, and you can kind of see each other grow together. And on top of that, Baltimore's kind of a city that we felt connected in and felt like, you know, my wife and my son both loved being there, as well as, you know, the helping up mission was one thing that we kind of got involved more with the last 2 years and felt like it would be something that we can come back to Baltimore and jump right in and be able to help.
So let's talk about Helping Up Mission for a moment. This is one of the bright spots in the city, and they're doing beautiful work there. Tell me about your involvement with the Hope for the Hungry campaign and a little challenge that you have.
For every Shine FM listener that donates a meal, myself and my wife will donate a meal as well. So you're really not donating one meal, you're donating two meals. And the ultimate goal is we would love to be able to max it out at we'd be able to donate 10,000 meals ourselves, which means the Shine FM listeners would have donated 10,000 meals on Friday too, which would be awesome.
Amazing. What a great opportunity for people to get involved and to see even more impact from what they do. Matt, why Helping Up Mission? Why did this capture your attention? Why did you want to get involved here? I'm sure you have a lot of opportunities to do great things, and you have to qualify your yeses pretty well.
I feel very fortunate with the platform and the kind of resources I've been given, with the ability God gave me to play baseball. And I think giving back to the community you're in is huge. And Chris over at Helping Up Mission had us over there one day. You know, we served lunch and kind of got the tour, and just was amazed with how well run and how accountable that all the guys are there. And it's just, you really see that those guys are just fighting as hard as they can to get back up on their feet and be, you know, as productive as they can. And when you go over there and serve, you kind of see just the kind of accountability that they hold each other to, which is pretty special.
Mm-hmm. We've seen God do incredible things at the mission, and so grateful to have you and Maria involved in this campaign. It's very exciting to see what's going to happen today because of this great challenge that you're putting out there. Matt, let's talk about the Orioles for a moment. We are huge Orioles fans, and, well, we love Buck. We've got a Buck Showalter bobblehead in our studio.
Of course. So Noam has got to be everywhere.
It's got to be. So he seems like he's just so chill. What's he really like?
Oh, I don't know if I would describe him as chill. There's always something turning underneath that ball cap of his. He's thinking about something at all times. He's you know, he's a guy who you're never going to go with him to a question and kind of shock him. So it's something to where, you know, he's thinking about something before you are. You just want to try and figure out what it is.
So what's been one of your favorite moments as an Oriole, Matt?
I think 2012, just being able to go into Texas and kind of win the wild card playoff same game, and for be able to get back to the playoffs, the real playoffs of a best of five series and division series was, you know, something. It was, we fought so hard that year in 2012. You didn't want it to be a one game and done thing. So to be able to win that game and really feel like all the hard work from the time that I was drafted in 07, you know, and even before that till 2012, it paid off.
Is there one moment that you've had at the plate with the bat or behind the plate that you will never, ever forget?
I think everybody's first game. I went 0-for-4 and didn't really do anything special behind the plate my first game, but just the ovation that I got from the Baltimore fans, it'll always stick with me. And I've been fortunate to be able to have some game-winning home runs and some walk-off home runs. But that first day that they should get caught up at Camden Yards and to make your debut is by far my most special.
That's so cool. And I got to ask you, how are you feeling? I know you had surgery last year, and you guys handled it great, just trying to be, I'm sure, super cautious and wise about how much you were going to jump back in. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. It's nice to get to an off-season and get back to, you know, a fairly normal workout routine this off season. And last year, you had to go through a lot of rehab and a lot of time spent doing that, and so I'm looking forward more to just a normal office than anything else. And Buck and everybody with the front office was great with allowing me to get days off next year, to where we made sure that when the surgery got a little bit further, you know, in the past, that, mm-hmm. that the arm would be ready to go.
Is it hard to share, like, so Caleb, Joseph, and you will be, I guess, sharing that position? What's that like? Is that weird at all?
He made it on me easy last year, and he's made it on easy on me on my decision to come back, because we're real close friends and real close brothers in Christ. So we're able to kind of help each other out, man, more than just baseball, which is huge. And to be able to have, you know, the guy who, you know, most people would think you'd be competing with to be one of your closest friends on a team is special.
That's really special. That's pretty amazing. So you guys encourage one another and have one another's back, and don't have to be watching your back. You have one another's back.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for what you're doing for the community. And we're so, so happy to have you part of the team and part of the home team right here in Baltimore. Helping Up Mission is such a special place. We hope people will jump in on this last day of the campaign and encourage people to take advantage of that. Please give our love to your family. And when is spring training, Matt?
February 18th is pitchers and catchers report. So I'm already counting down the days.
Are you excited about it?
I am. And I didn't think I'd be. Normally I'm still kind of recuperating from this season, but I'm excited about next spring a lot earlier than I thought it would be this year.
That's great. So, Matt, what about Thanksgiving? What's got to be on your Thanksgiving table next week?
Oh, I'm a macaroni and cheese, sweet potato type southern, good southern cooking food on my table. The things that the turkey is nice. But for me, it's all the sides that make Thanksgiving.
All those wonderful carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And what are you feeling most thankful for this year?
Right now, it's just the ability to kind of have the peace of you know, knowing that we're going to be back in Baltimore, and knowing, you know, there are places that we can kind of put our resources and help out. It's something to where I think the first few years in Baltimore, we didn't quite know where to dive into. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we feel a lot more comfortable of where we can help out.
I love that you've got roots. Well, happy Thanksgiving. May the Lord continue to just bless you, keep you strong and healthy and thriving. And we'll look forward to seeing you back in action soon.
Thank you, Tracy.